Now, we're down here at Youth Link on Severn Street, and we're actually talking to Shun Yata. Hey, mate, how are you?
Excellent. Good to be with you.
This week is, of course, Homelessness Week, and what we want to highlight this week is kind of the stories behind becoming homeless, because it is such an easy circumstance that people can fall into. So do you want to tell us a little bit about your circumstance?
I was actually coming in from living overseas. So I was living in India for a number of years, about 7.5 years, and life had just gone that way. I'm an artist, and being an artist in Australia is always interesting. You get told never to give up your day job when you're younger, but I'd been sort of quite comfortable from about 43 and getting enough attention. So I went into India for 7 years, and I came back, and as it had happened, I'd gotten quite unwell from malaria. So I didn't have the physical body that I did when I was younger. So ordinarily, I'd just jump at anything. But all of a sudden, I was physically impaired. I was down south in Adelaide, and I had family there, and they helped me out, but they could only do so much. And I ended up in the back of a van, and I couldn't work. You know, my daughter would take me along to Centrelink and sort of say, well, you can do this, Dad. And I go, can I do that? You know, because you don't know what the facility is. And I think this is what happens for a lot of young people too. They don't know what they can do. Mm. It's horrible when you get isolated from that. And of course, people are living under pressure of their own circumstances. So everyone's financially up to the end of themselves. And if all of a sudden you're not able-bodied or things aren't working for you, whatever that might be, you're in breakdown. It's difficult, you know. Like.
So yours is an interesting story. So really, which is quite sad to me, because you got sick, that led to you being homeless.
And not because there was love there for me too, you know, that's the irony of it. But like I said, people are stretched.
Yeah.
You know, we live in an economic circumstance, and, you know, it's all fine to couch surf for a while, but you have to be able to fill the spot.
Yeah. And so what is life like in Australia today if you are homeless?
It can be incredibly ostracising, and I'm a very outgoing person. Very outgoing person. You know, I'm very confident, and I was then. My condition was such, I was so sick from what, they didn't know what it was at first, and it's taken a long time. Now they've managed to get it down after 7 years and nerve damage. You know, it's been a hell of a ride. And fortunately, I've had people like Access Housing, Mission Australia, Anglicare was there. You know, but even in other places and other times, I was basically rescued from Bow Desert. Living in a park. And it's hard to believe, because I'm an intelligent person. How does this happen? You know, it shouldn't happen. Yeah.
What do you think the biggest misconception is about homelessness in Australia?
There's so many angles to it. I mean, I was just lucky to be seen, because I had my pride too. Mm. You know, there's a whole heap of things inside of this that work. You know, we were a complete person for a while until we're not. When you're in breakdown, you're not a complete person. You're not happy with it.
In the early stages of you becoming homeless, what would, if you could go back and say something to yourself back then, what would you say to kind of help yourself get through it?
It might not look funny now, but it'll be funny later on.
I love that.
That is a really, really great, great thing to say. That's really funny.
And at the moment, it's not funny at all.
Yeah. Mm.
And life goes on like this every day for all of us.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't it? All of us are challenged by it, the edge of our life.
Yeah. Well, I just want to thank you so much for opening our minds a little bit here today and kind of educating us with your story.
Oh, you're
and
welcome.
We really appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you very much. It's nice meeting you both.
It is Homelessness Awareness Week, and we're actually catching up right now with Telly. How are you going, Telly?
I'm going good, thank you.
Now, every day this week, we've been learning about what homelessness means to different people and kind of just hearing their stories. Do you want to kind of tell us a little bit about your background?
I fell sick at the age of 13 with a heart disease called cardiomyopathy. I went through 2 operations. I took a lot of medications. And after the second operation, it was successful. They stopped everything. And then I found out my mom and dad broke up. So after my dad leaving, my mom started finding it hard. She couldn't get a job. She couldn't get much money because I dropped out of school, so they had to cut her payments for me. So it was kind of hard living with her earning only little money for two daughters instead of three. So my decision of moving out was going to help benefit and support them. And I still do support them now and then. I send them money when I can. And they're so happy that I'm actually moving on and I'm finally an adult.
How's life for you now? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm working towards my independency is easy. I still see my dad now and then. I still see my baby sisters and I still see my mom. I still support her. But things have gone downhill lately because I found out my mom was getting really sick and she won't be around for any longer, so it's been hard to live that life knowing that you won't have the person who raised you for the last 17 years by your side anymore after she's been through a lot. She went to the doctors and she was told a lot of things and she told them to me and she said that I needed to step up in game because she will practically pass away soon. So it was hard being told that, especially when you're going through a lot at the moment. But getting support from a lot of people is really helpful.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm sorry that you're going through all of this. And it sounds like your approach, you're very driven. And I really think that even though it's going to be difficult at the moment, with the sounds of your approach, you know, it won't be very long until you are really kicking goals.
Yeah, did have one main thing about in life is like I want to be a youth worker like the people at YouthLink. I want to help young people going through a lot of pressure, like all the things I went through, and also many more, like helping kids know that all these bad stuff like alcohol, like drugs, like many things are bad for you. I want to help them through their role in life, and I want to, even if they dropped out of school, even if they chose to do bad stuff, I want to help them go to the right pathway, not the wrong one. Because in the end, the next generation of this world is going to be the ones to show the following generation that you can do anything you want as long as you put your mind and your heart to it.
I just have to say, I just met you, but I am so impressed with you as a person because, you know, quite often people idolize people that have had it easy in life, but you've never had it easy. You've been so selfless every step of this process, which is, I can imagine, been hard for you and is still very hard for you. Yet to hear you speak so profoundly and so positively, 17 going on 18, I have so much I can learn from you as a person. You should be so proud of yourself, and I'm just so impressed by you. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
You're welcome, and thank you for having time to talk to me.
I was doing boarding school in the Tablelands, and I came down to Cairns to live with some family, but I kept getting sick and moving around like from different families' houses, and I just wasn't well and eating very well. So I was like, I got hospitalized for like a week and I like had some surgery, and then I got transferred to St. Margaret's, and I stayed there for up to 6 months, I think, before I moved into like YouthLink accommodation.
And so the first night, so you went from the hospital to YouthLink. What was the first night like?
It was pretty hectic. Like my own staff, my mum gave me a lift because I wasn't living with my mum at the time. I was living with my auntie like out at Redlinch trying to do school. I only just turned 18. And I was arguing with a boyfriend. I was living with a boyfriend previously to that as well. That's what led me to getting homeless.
Now, being an 18-year-old young girl, I had no life skills at 18. So not only are you essentially not having a lot of people around you, you said that you were fighting with your boyfriend. Obviously, you couldn't turn to family at that time. I could imagine you would have been pretty frightened. And you're trying to do school on top of that?
Yeah, that's why YouthLink was like a really big support system. Like the women were here were literally like mothers. Like it was really hard. The services that I came to see, almost weekly, they used to come and pick me up, take me to school.
So you were still doing school during this time in your life?
Yeah, I dropped out of boarding school because I was in grade 11, and then I did 6 months back home and I was just on my feet and living with like my boyfriend. And then that went downhill, so I went back to school and I was living with a foster family for a little bit. And when I turned 18, it didn't really work out, so I had to go back to family.
And what do you think, as a young Australian homeless female, what do you think is one of the biggest challenges you face?
I think not knowing what is out there, actually, because there's so many services that have so many support services, like you can go wash your clothes places, you can get different types of food, like packages, and some people just don't know about it.
Obviously, you know, you've come across YouthLink and you've been able to utilise those mm-hmm. services. It's a bit of a rough start to life because 18 is when you are setting out to start your life. Have you been able to try, after getting through that period, to kind of build a life for yourself? Mm-hmm. Or I can imagine it would be quite challenging going through all that.
Definitely. Since being in YouthLink, I've been in their program for 2 years now. I've graduated and I'm now have my own apartment with housing. So, oh yeah, and now I have a job as well. And I started uni as well, so.
That's amazing.
Wow. Now, I know, and it was such a rough start from a young age at 18. What are your life aspirations? What is it you want to achieve?
It might sound funny. I used to drive around in my uncle's car all the time and he used to have like different cars, like fancy cars. And I always wanted a blue Ford Ranger. So I'm saving for that.
Things that many people take for granted. Some kids are bought a brand new car from the age of 18. Yeah. I think sometimes when you're not automatically given things in life, it makes it that much sweeter when you get it. And I really hope you get that.
I'd like to travel the world with it too. Or not the world, Australia.